A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Where is the wise one? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it is the will of God through the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who have faith. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Consider your own calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So that, as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Suffering is a mystery. It's painful, and most of the time it doesn't make sense. On the one hand, at the time of Christ, the cross seemed like complete foolishness. It was the symbol of Roman crucifixion. It seemed to lack the wisdom of the philosophers. It was chock full of pain, and it was contrary to the sign that the Jews were looking for. On the other hand, this doesn't seem so far off from our own times. Suffering is despised in almost all situations. Granted, there are things like childbirth, the hard work that athletes put in, the rigors of military boot camp, or the long working hours to help with a child's education, where people are willing to suffer. But for the most part, suffering is seen as an enemy, in those other cases, a necessary evil. It's something to not only be avoided, but to some extent be despised. Just look at all the comfort industries in the city, the push for abortion for women who are in crisis pregnancies, and especially the strong push for euthanasia. All of these reveal a desire to do away with suffering. But St. Paul proclaims something entirely different. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. St. Paul preaches that the cross is the means to encounter the power of God and the wisdom of God. But why is that? On the cross, we see the power of God. We see the power over sin and death, the power over anger and revenge, the power over disobedience, the power over despair, and the power over pride. For on the cross, Jesus Christ lived in perfect virtue. He undid the sins of pride and disobedience in Adam, and he lived in a perfect charity. God walked into our sinful world, mounted a cross, and broke the power of sin and death. On the cross, we also see the wisdom of God. We all suffer. It's part of the human condition after the fall. And it can seem like God has forgotten us or abandoned us sometimes when we're in the midst of this suffering. Yet it doesn't need to be that. St. John Paul II wrote, "In the cross of Christ, not only is the redemption accomplished through suffering, but also human suffering itself has been redeemed." And drawing this out, he gives a powerful but challenging statement. "The witnesses of the new covenant speak of the greatness of the redemption accomplished through the suffering of Christ. The Redeemer suffered in place of man and for man. Every man has his own share in the redemption. Each one is called to share in that suffering through which the redemption was accomplished." He is called to share in that suffering through which all human suffering has also been redeemed. In bringing about the redemption through suffering, Christ has also raised human suffering to the level of the redemption. Thus, each man in his suffering can also become a sharer in the redemptive suffering of Christ. In other words, when we suffer in union with Christ, he works the grace of his redemption within us. He brings about the graces of the Paschal mystery now and applies them to actual people's lives, to my life, to your life. This in turn means that when we carry our cross, it can be redemptive. This idea is so countercultural, and it's also so challenging. For suffering is real. But this idea means that when we accept our sufferings as a means by which our Lord is allowing us to be conformed to him, sometimes inviting us to be conformed to him, and to be co-operators with his plan of redemption, to the world that seems foolish, but to those who are filled with faith, this is the wisdom of God. Is it challenging to live this out? Absolutely. Is it impossible to live this out? No. With God, all things are possible, and if he could redeem suffering on the cross and make it redemptive, then he can do the same thing in our lives right now. Lord Jesus, in your passion and death, you revealed a deeper wisdom and power than the world had ever known as you transformed suffering into the means of redemption. We come to adore you present before us in this most blessed sacrament, and we seek to come to a greater awareness of the power and the wisdom of the cross. Please grant us the graces to be transformed by our sufferings, so that we may live in the freedom of grace, no longer subjected to the weight of suffering, but free to walk in the redemptive path of suffering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.